This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A New Mexico court has ordered education officials to make fast internet available for children still studying in remote learning. District Judge Matthew Wilson said Friday that children without adequate internet speeds or computers who can't go to school in person are, quote, not getting much of an education. The vast majority of schools in the state have opened their doors for in-person learning, but some schools have shuttered again because of virus outbreaks. A few never opened due to tribal lockdown orders. Education advocates believe the ruling could have lasting effects on education, especially for rural and Native American students. Superintendent of the Cuba Independent School District, Karen Sanchez-Griego, applauded the ruling. She said broadband technology for students should be treated like a public utility.
They give us money for books. They give us money for other things that are essential. Kids don't just pop into a class and you don't have any supplies, you don't have any books. Well, this is the same thing. They're living in a 21st century world. And I think the pandemic just brought it to light. We knew this. We knew that it was a problem. We knew that our kids couldn't compete. We knew this was inequitable.
Intel will be investing $3.5 billion in its New Mexico plant to manufacture what executives say will fuel a new era of advanced computing as demands increase for the tiny microchips used in nearly all modern devices. Intel executives were joined today by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and other politicians at the plant in Rio Rancho as they shared details of Intel's global strategy. Most of the world's chip manufacturing happens in Asia, but the company is looking to reclaim the top spot in the semiconductor sector. Expansions also are underway at the company's sites in Arizona, Oregon, Ireland, and Israel. President Joe Biden's infrastructure package proposed spending $50 billion to boost the semiconductor industry in the U.S., but New Mexico's elected leaders said nearly $20 million in homegrown tax incentives and economic development funding were key to landing Intel's latest investment. Intel's plan in New Mexico marks one of the largest single investments by a private company in the state. It already employs about 1,800 workers at the site and has an annual economic impact of $1.2 billion. The project will result in 700 plant jobs, 1,000 construction jobs, and an estimated 3,500 related jobs in the surrounding community. Authorities say a driver who was going the wrong way on Interstate 40 is dead after crashing into the back of a semi-truck. Albuquerque police say the crash occurred early yesterday and closed part of the freeway for hours. They say the wrong-way driver was pronounced dead at the scene. It was the second fatal crash on an interstate in the Albuquerque area involving a wrong-way driver in about 24 hours. Bernalillo County Sheriff's officials say an off-duty officer with the Cuba Police Department allegedly caused a head-on crash around 2 a.m. Saturday that left two people dead and another person hospitalized. And authorities say that off-duty police officer was arrested in that crash. A criminal complaint charged Cuba police officer Brandon Barber with homicide by vehicle, aggravated DWI, and an open container violation after the crash on Interstate 25. The Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office said two passengers in an SUV were killed. The SUV's driver and the driver of a pickup truck were injured. Cuba Police Chief Manuel Romero extended condolences to the families involved and said one of his officers was on administrative leave pending an investigation after making a poor personal decision. New Mexico is on track to have fewer young people. Researchers are warning this week that results from the 2020 census strengthen predictions that the state's meager 2.8% growth rate over the past decade is likely to reach zero or even go negative. There are likely going to be fewer people in New Mexico with a declining birth rate and more people moving out of state than in. On average, the state's residents will be older. Kindergarten classes are already shrinking, leaving childcare and school leaders wondering how to plan for a future with fewer kids. Even in metropolitan areas like Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and Las Cruces, where population growth has continued, school districts have seen modest declines in school enrollment in recent years. In rural areas, San Juan County, enrollment has plummeted. The number of young people living in New Mexico is already declining. Rural communities have been particularly hard hit. To address this, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's cabinet wants to bring families to the state. The Public Education Department says it focused on teacher development, supporting the needs of students in and outside school, and expanding learning options to prepare them for college and trades. This is KUNM.